USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of over 50 Americans who were killed in the Korean War finally returning home after North Korean officials hand those remains over to U.S. officials last week.
Recent cooperation with North Korea enabled the transfer of 55 sets of remains on the 27th of July.
U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks at ceremonies at a South Korean air base just before those remains started heading for Hawaii, their next stop, where they'll undergo DNA laboratory testing. They'll be met by Vice President Mike Pence when they arrive. Private payroll firm ADP says the economy added 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, more than 20% above analysts' predictions. The government's jobs report for last month is out on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow. How it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
A second lawsuit now filed in connection with the recent duck boat tragedy on a lake near Branson, Missouri. Lisa Berry's family lost several members in that accident, which killed a total of 17 people.
We don't want anybody to have to experience what we've been through because of the lack of responsibility.
Like the plaintiffs in the first lawsuit filed, the company Ride the Ducks is accused of ignoring safety concerns and severe weather warnings that had been issued just before the accident. Lawyers for the families who lost those 17 members say they want a national ban on those boats. Social media experts are to brief the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee today on the latest foreign influence campaigns aimed at manipulating the midterm elections. As that open hearing begins, President Trump is suggesting Democrats are trying to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The wildfire destruction keeps spreading in California. There are 17 fires raging. The biggest, the deadly car fire near Redding, has now burned over 112,000 acres, but containment's around 30%. It's destroyed about 1,000 homes now and hundreds of other buildings. So far, 6 people have died in that fire. 2 firefighters died battling the Ferguson fire near Yosemite National Park. Conservationists and whale activists are said to be learning a newborn killer whale has died, and the mother can't let her baby go. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
A grieving mother orca whale in Seattle has begun to fall behind her pack as she carried the body of her dead calf through the water for the 7th straight day. The orca, known as Tahlequah, gave birth to the calf on July 24th. It only lived for half an hour. She has since carried the corpse with a flipper or in her mouth and pushed it with her head. But Tahlequah is now falling behind her clan, J-Pod, traveling at a speed of about 6 knots after expending much of her energy carrying the calf. Tahlequah is part of an endangered family of 75 southern resident orca whales. Each birth and death, particularly for females, is critical to the clan's survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.